Nate Smith on the drum kit, Skip Step, the name of that tune, and we're all subdividing here at Jazz 88. I'm hanging out with some great drummers, including L.A. Buckner and Brandon Commodore. They're getting ready for a co-bill on Saturday at Crooners, and we're about to press play on a tune from Brandon Commodore. So I first want to say hello to Brandon Commodore. Thank you for being here, Mr. Commodore.
Man, thank you for having me as usual.
Now, Brandon, I love this tune, North Noise. I wish it was longer than a minute and a half, I'll be honest with you. But in that time, you hear some great bass playing from Johannes Tona, some great production and drumming from you. Who all is involved in this tune, North Noise, we're about to listen to?
In this version that you have, yeah, Johannes Tona on bass, Jeffrey Allen on sax, David Billingsley on keys, Kevin Gastonguay on keys. I think that's it.
It's a beautiful tune. L.A., do you want to say something nice about our friend Brandon Commodore before we press play on this tune? You've said so many nice things, like he is the big homie. This is somebody who you love.
I was just going to say, like, he's been my teacher since I was, like, ninth grade.
Oh,
he's been my teacher for real. Him and Kevin Washington, but, like, yeah, Brandon for sure. He's been my teacher, and I follow a lot of his moves all day.
Brandon, would you like to give your friend, your student, L.A. Buckner, a letter grade?
No.
All right, we'll be chatting with these gentlemen more as they, these good friends, these close friends, get together for a show on Saturday night at Crooners. But right now, let the music do the talking. This is North Noise, Brandon Commodore on Jazz 88. L.A., I'm giving you an A+. It is the afternoon cruise. I'm chatting with Brandon Commodore and L.A. Buckner. Commodore's Energy and Buckner's Big Homie are sharing a bill on Saturday night at Crooners in the Belvedere. Brandon, L.A., thank you so much for visiting Jazz 88. How are you doing?
Wagwan.
Doing well.
Did you just say moi moi?
No, wagwan. I mean, what's going on in patois? It's wagwan.
Okay, fantastic. Wagwan right back to you. Okay, here's the situation. It's not a big surprise that you two would share a bill. You're close. You sub for each other, and you both lead really exciting and complimentary bands. Hearing both those bands seems like a good meal. But how'd you decide at this point to share a bill together?
It was a great idea. I heard from my manager. I was just like, oh, yeah, it's about time for that. Yeah, let's hit him up, see if he's down. Boom.
And I was 100% down.
Is there a certain level of excitement about knowing that another great Minneapolis-led group led by a drummer is, you're sharing a bill, like you're like practicing extra for this show because you get the chance to show out for somebody else's audience alongside your own audience?
I would say I'm excited 100% because it's going to be a moment. It's going to be moments. We're going to have a double drum moment. We're going to open it up. It's going to be some shedding happening, you know, so we get to bring it to a live audience. Yeah, we're going to play some great music, good set, but like we're going to open it up at the end like a huge jam session. You know?
What are you excited about, Brandon?
I wish I could say I was practicing more. But yeah, no, it's more than the fact that we're from Minneapolis and that we're both drummers, but also that we're both black drummers who are also composers, and not just from Minneapolis, but from North Minneapolis. Mm-hmm. And so sharing the stage is, it's a special thing to me because one, he don't have to. He could do his own show. He could have done the whole night by himself. And so to extend the invitation to whatever I have going on, that just means a lot to me, right? And so that's, I think it's a, if no one likes it, if no one shows up, either way, we both feel like we made a statement. Yeah, we made a statement with a show like that, for sure.
Still going to have fun.
You are very right, and I appreciate the fact that you guys are both black drummers. We live in a town that too often goes, one black artist at a time. You know, okay, we're good. But it's really great that y'all get to share this bill and share this energy. Speaking of energy, the name of your band, Brandon, is Energy. And that's what you bring when you're on stage. But I'm waiting for you to bring me some music. So here's my question. I want to learn how to roller skate and ice skate. Growing up as a chubby kid, it was tough to ice skate and roller skate. Do you think I'll be doing a double axel jump before or after I have new energy music in my inbox? Which is coming first?
The music is coming.
Okay.
I'm about 80% done with music, at least recording it. And I'm aiming for out by the holidays.
Okay.
Is what I'm aiming for.
You don't know how fast I'm going to learn how to ice skate.
Hey, Brandon, don't feel bad because Sean will press you every single time you come in here.
No, he has. He's asking me because last time I said early in the year and he said L.A. promised me the same thing.
No, for real. No, this is like probably my sixth time here. Now I can finally say I have something new.
Yeah, yeah. You're putting the pressure on me.
Yeah,
finish first. But I'm next. I'm next.
You are next and you both got to take your time and make sure this stuff comes out right. In fact, we're about to hear a tune from Big Homie from this new release called Fireflies. This is the debut on Jazz 88, and we're very excited about that. In addition to both being really excellent players and excellent band leaders, you guys have great bands with a relative amount of diversity, thinking about folks from some different countries, folks from some different races, slightly different ages in your lineups. As you are sort of sharing space with these bands, what are some of the most universally beloved and understood artists by your band, by the people you play with, where everybody's on the same page about Coltrane or about Anita Baker or about who? Like, who are the artists that everyone can universally agree on?
I think for musician, like millennial black musicians, I would have to say Mint Condition.
Okay.
Is a super standard for, and I have a buddy on live right now. He's from DMV area. And, you know, Mint is royalty out there. Stokely is royalty out there. So he already know what it is. So I would say that's a common thread. But just an understanding of how the groove is supposed to go, or how the space is supposed to work in the music. Yeah. It, you know, they were top-notch jazz cats playing R&B music, making rock music, making all types of music, making world music, right? Mm-hmm. But it just shows you how to not overdo it, but do it just right, do it just enough, and then come with that fire too, you know what I'm saying?
And to the small handful of people who don't know that Mint Condition hails from right here in St. Paul, and specifically, I got to mention that as well. Brandon, how about for you, some universally loved artists by the people you play with?
Yeah, you know, for sure, like Robert Glasper and what he and the Experiment did, which to me comes off of the heels of a situation like Mint Condition. But also, like, even on a local level, Movable Feast,
yes.
I think we all agree on the prowess of that band and wish it was still around and happening more. Yeah.
Well, you know, they've done, I think, like two reunion shows
in the
last couple months, and I got to see one of them, which was fantastic.
That was great.
I'm chatting with L.A. Buckner and Brandon Commodore. They're getting ready to share a bill at Crooners in the Belvedere on Saturday night. L.A., you put on a great show at the Selby Avenue Jazz Fest on Saturday. I wanted to ask you one question about that. You pointed out, rightfully so, that jazz has a history as a protest music. How do you keep that tradition alive? How do you make sure that's part of the conversation in the modern era?
That's a great question. That's why my music sounds the way it sounds. It sounds so vociferous and cinematic and loud. I'll be having to catch my breath after every song, you know what I'm saying? But like, that's really how I'll be feeling. That's what's inside. It could be joy, it could be rage, it could be the song Vengeance Is Mine, saith the Lord. That's an example of protest. That song was written because I was reading black history of how women had to endure abuse from, you know what I'm saying? So it's like that's exactly what, and that's how it's historically been. Max Roach, everybody.
That's right. Abby
Lincoln, all of them was protest music. It came out in the art. So that's how I would answer that question.
Thank you for keeping it in the art today. Brandon, you have anything to add?
Yeah, I think, too, it also would be like breaking the rules of jazz, too. As like, so what I mean is like making sure we include hip hop, right? So like rapping over jazz music. Or L.A. is very forward about including gospel in his jazz music. So the balance of even just those two things keep it, it's enough to keep it humble, enough to keep it rebellious, enough to keep it safe, but enough to keep it dangerous, you know? Wow. So it's all of those things wrapped up into one, and that keeps the spirit of we're not satisfied with the way things are, and we're going to use our art to keep pushing.
I love it. I got to press play on this tune, but we'll talk a little bit more after. This is a debut, Fireflies, L.A. Buckner and Big Homie. I'm pressing play right now. Congratulations on the new music, my friend. Are you kidding me? I almost just blew out the speakers. Sounding so good. New music from L.A. Buckner and Big Homie came out today. It's called Fireflies. I'm going to catch my breath. Let's get some traffic going with Bob Urich. Hey, Bob.
Hey, Sean. In Minneapolis, East 394 at Dunwoody, it's a crash. Two lanes of traffic blocked there. At Fridley, southbound University, this is at Mississippi Street. It's a crash over in the right shoulder. At Savage, east southbound 13 at Connolly Parkway, it's a crash with one lane blocked on the left side. Minneapolis southbound 35W, this is at 46th Street. A lot of flashing lights here over on the shoulder on the left side. This is due to a crash. Live from the RTMC, it's Jazz 88 Traffic.
It's the afternoon cruise. I'm hanging with L.A. Buckner and Brandon Commodore preparing for a show together on Saturday night over at Crooners. L.A., we just debuted that tune of yours, Fireflies. You got a lot of fantastic music ready to roll out from this album. What made Fireflies one of the first things you wanted to share?
That's a good question. It's a popular tune amongst the drummer community.
Okay.
You know, it was originally a shed track produced by David Smith, my keyboard player, D. Smith Prod, at D. Smith Prod.
And shed track, something to practice to.
Something to practice to. Okay. It's like it's a workout track for a drummer.
Gotcha. You know,
it's a whole community of kids selling and buying tracks for each other to exercise to. You know. And so that was a popular tune. I got David in the band. He said, we should play it live. I'm like, we should play it live. It's one of my favorite joints. So,
gotcha.
Yeah, we just gave that for the drummers out there.
I mean, that is just some fantastic work on the drum kit. Very inspired musically. And also, is that Ethan Yeshaya on bass, my friend?
That's E. Yeah. E Money.
Very, very good. E. I'm chatting with two of the greats from the town. I'm talking about L.A. Buckner and Brandon Commodore, both black drummers, both hailing from North Minneapolis and sharing a bill on Saturday night at Crooners. Brandon, there's a lot to be excited about. What are you most looking forward to about the show on Saturday?
And just playing. Yeah, just playing and just being in the environment of not only live music but original music and people who support that. Mm. You get in a room like that, it's just infectious, and it's like a safe space, and it's like home, right? So I'm just looking forward to that.
LA, how about you? What are you looking forward to?
I'm looking forward to the community, you know, family. It's going to be – every show is like it's a family vibe. It's, you know, and also getting to play beside – the drummer for Mint Condition for so many years. Like, this is like, this is a dream come true. He got everybody's dream gig. Brandon, you've had everybody's dream gig for the last, I don't know how many years. So I'm honored to share the stage with Brandon.
All right, now I've written a couple dumb questions for just to ask drummers. So here we go. You both have to answer. LA and Brandon, would you agree to never hit a China cymbal again for a check for $4,000?
Yes.
L.A., $4,000, never hit a China cymbal again.
I can make 4K with the China cymbal.
All right, sounds good. Brandon, if you just sit in front of a drum kit with no agenda, what groove are you most likely to play? Like, you just get there before anything has to happen. What are you most likely to play?
You got
to
beatbox it.
I have no idea. ask L.A. first.
Okay, L.A., what are you about to play if you just sit at a drum kit?
I'm trying to practice what I'm bad at.
Okay.
So I'm going to do a paradiddle between my foot and my hand, trying to swing with the hi-hat and the ride.
A little right, left, right, right, but left, right, left, left.
Yeah, but making it sound like a triplet, though.
Okay.
Yeah. That's Kevin Washington.
Yes, it is.
I'm trying to do that better.
Yes, it is.
Brandon, you ready?
Same principle. So for me, more like left foot clave stuff. Mm-hmm. Just other independence.
All right, you can only have one beverage besides for water on your backstage rider for the rest of your life. Coffee, tea, orange juice, cranberry juice, but just one. What are you having backstage besides for water?
Unsweetened iced tea.
Okay.
Carrot juice.
Carrot juice?
100%.
Okay. I really thought we were alike. if you could only watch videos of two drummers, ooh, one living and one deceased for the rest of your life, who would you choose? So you can only dial up two names on YouTube to just admire another drummer. Who would you choose?
I have problems with questions like this that make you choose, especially drummers. But
it's going to change tomorrow. It's going to change when we leave the room.
It's going to change, but there's so many different answers. So, all right. So today, living drummer. I say Nate Smith.
Okay.
Deceased, probably, that's a long list, but for now I'll go with Elvin.
All right. I just saw Elvin yesterday on some website doing incredible stuff on the cymbal. How about you, L.A. Buckner?
So since you took Elvin, I'm going to just link up with Brandon whenever he watching the Elvin. Okay. And I'm going to say Tony.
Tony Williams.
Man. Yeah.
For deceased drummer. And then it's a tie between these two cats right now, but they're completely different worlds. I would say Mike Mitchell, Black Dynamite,
right? Okay.
And Marcus Gilmore.
Okay. Mm-hmm. These are great choices.
Yeah.
Last question. You can only play one size bass drum for the rest of your life. What do you choose?
22.
20, easy.
22.
L.A. Buckner, Brandon Commodore, thank you for visiting Jazz 88. Thank you for answering these playful questions. And thank you for bringing your brand of music to Crooners on Saturday night. Good luck with the show, my friends.
Did you tell them where the show is and what time it is? You just said Crooners, but did we get a time and all of that?
7 p.m., yeah, right? Yeah, yeah. 7 p.m. on Saturday in the Belvedere.
Yeah, get tickets online, all that good stuff.
You can
get tickets at the door. Come through, though. Bring some people. We need you to come through.
I appreciate you, Brandon. I appreciate you, L.A. Have a beautiful rest of your day.
Much love.
Here's Fred Hirsch.